It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
All right, man, you were listening to the three wise men with a question mark. I am so excited for this week's show. First of all, I want to thank all the fans out there. We are killing it. We are killing it. We are on a Fox News no nonsense network, and apparently there's room for nonsense, so it's always nice. and joining us today is one of my closest friends, and his time in the WWE. When you talk about being on a rocket ship and a guy who was, I think, a scotch away from being a household name, and I'm glad to see him back the entertainment world. The world knows you as A-Rai. I know you as Kev. Yep. We traveled on the road together. We got some great stories. And, you know, we started together in FCW. And then, of course, he's still on the show in his own right. My good friend, NWA cohort, Trevor Murdoch, is with us, and you've become one of our fan favorites, which is amazing considering, but we don't put pictures up. So there you go.
That's how I work.
Yeah, it's the voice, man. It's the voice, you know.
Yes, face for radio kind of thing.
Yep. Well, I got a body for radio, so it all works out. But, you know, it's been a big week. You know, we're getting into my stuff or whatever. Shocked that I'm the reigning New York Times bestselling author still 3 weeks in a row.
Still killing it.
No. Well, so I'm not shocked though, Tyrus. So I'm not shocked. Like I knew how talented you were in WWE, and even I want to say, like, when I was a commentator, I remember, you know, Vince McMahon said that you know, Tyrus is going to be, well, you were Funkasaurus at the time, but he's going to be working next to you at some point, and you know, and off you went. You know what I mean? And, you know, if you don't mind me saying, I think you're brilliant on Gutfeld. Oh. And I just bought your book, like we discussed earlier, and I can't wait to read it, man. I'm, you know, it's amazing. And congratulations for everything.
Yep. And in the acknowledgement, it was, yes, a Marinovich we trust. So, one thing on the show I should tell you, with the exception of Trevor, who has never broke his gimmick name for anyone, we all have several names. Santino was Boris. Santino, you know, Idol is Aaron. Sandow, you know, I'm Brodus. Tyrus. The only thing we usually typically don't use is government names. So so you might get called Kev sometimes, A-Rai, depending on my mood. So just right. So the only guy's name who doesn't change is old Trev. You know, Trevor. Okay. Just, yeah, he's consistent.
Yeah.
He's consistent.
Start to finish, baby. Start to finish. Yep.
He can go. So I'm going to start this, Kevin, and I'll let you take it away. So Kevin and I were on the road together. We were traveling on the road together, and we had an interesting trip. Now we finished a town. I think we finished in Rom. We're driving. I think it was snowing, and I think was it you, me, and Heath Slater, I think?
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, it was the three of us.
Dolly Parton was on the radio.
Yes.
I believe a lot. And
yes.
Kenny Rogers. And we were singing Islands in the Stream.
Yes.
Down the street, up and down.
I'm loving this visual, guys.
I had stopped for a John Deere hat.
Yes.
We were in that mode, and we were just rocking with it, having a great time.
Might have had a beverage or two.
Maybe.
Not that we condone that behavior, but
that's right.
Sounds like you guys were living your best life.
We really were. 32-ounce cups, Red Bull, and vodka, I believe. Just a drop. Again, right. We do not condone drinking and driving at all. But if you must, correct, more soda. Just a lot of Red Bull.
That's right.
This is not a children's podcast. We keep it real, even when we lie. But
the last time we were on this podcast, you had an instructor telling us it's okay to get hammered and go whitewater.
So we are consistent. We are consistent.
Yeah.
Again, disclaimer, it's entertainment. So take what you want from it. If it sounds like truth, we're just good at our jobs.
That's right.
But yeah, so go ahead, man, because you know what? I tell a good story, but I love when you tell a story, man. You're so good at it. So please continue.
I believe we were, you know, you and I were, we got put on the road together, I believe, at almost the same time.
Yep.
And we were both, you were working with Alberto Del Rio.
Yep.
I believe.
I was his heater.
And that's right. And I was with The Miz and I was his heater. Right?
Yeah. Which means so we got beat a lot.
That's right. That's right. We
took finishes, you know, from everyone.
We were the shield.
Yeah.
For them,
we had
right?
to keep them
the,
hot.
Not the actual.
You had to
right,
keep
the
them hot.
Actual, that's right. So we started traveling together because we had, you know, obviously a lot of history in FCW and became very good friends. And we started traveling together. And, you know, I don't know. We might have ended up somewhere in Texas. But
right.
I
it was Texas. It was Texas.
Yes, I do remember a John Deere hat.
Yes, you had got a John Deere hat and you were very proud of it.
Yes.
That would fit the landscape. Boys.
Yeah, because Kevin likes to go out and be one with the people. You know, I mean,
a chameleon, is that what you're
saying?
Yeah,
he's like, he likes souvenirs. He's the type of guy, he's a little impulsive. Like, just to segue, he had went out and saw a piece of art, and he was so taken back by this photo. He was like, name your price. And he paid.
I believe what was happening is I wasn't working as much,
right?
And I got a little bored.
Yes,
to be honest.
Which
and,
happens.
But I, you know, in our hearts, Tyrus, we're artists.
Yes.
You know, when we're wrestling, when we're entertaining,
painting our canvas, so to
that's
speak.
That's correct. So in my spare time, I was remaining true to myself, and went shopping for the first time in my life for a piece of art.
Yes.
It cost about $500, I think.
Yes.
The painting.
I think it was a scotch higher.
Was it a little higher?
Might have been around 1200. Might have been. It was 1000 in the front of it.
There's a negotiation.
Yeah.
Well, art is, right?
Yes.
So you see through the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I remember I put it up in my place, and then we had a discussion about how much I hated it.
Yeah, no, when he first got it, he had a picture of it, and he had it in his living room. You loved it in the place, in the
right.
art room or whatever, art brothel or whatever the hell you call it.
Yep.
And
yep.
he was so proud of it, and we trained at a little place called Hard Knock South together. So when he came in, he showed us it, and we were so – and here's the deal. Whenever – and Trevor, you know this is true. Whenever one of us does something sophisticated, we all try to act like we did it together. We all want to take credit. Like what A-Rai did was he went from like, hey guys, I just bought Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4 and I'm going to use it to this evening I went to an art party and I procured and purchased a painting. And we were all like, bro, that's so great. I'm
looking at a Picasso. Tomorrow.
Yes, you know, like
there was some of that.
Yeah,
that was also my character, Tyrus.
Yes,
know, I was that person, so I had to live the gimmick.
And right? I think because Kevin and I have a little bit of issue in the weight room, you know, little numbers here and there. I wanted to also sound sophisticated, and I believe I said something to the effect, well, I'm more of into statues. I'm more of a statue guy, and I'm looking at some lions of some sort, you know.
Right.
But needless to say, I believe I sidebarred you, and I said, man, I'm so proud of you, man. That is awesome.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, and then, you know, Kai's like, I think I pay a little too much. He's like, hey, man, it's not about that. It's about feeling good about yourself.
Right.
You know, it's about expanding your mind. I applaud you. Mm-hmm. Our group, we were always very supportive of each other. So,
yes, 100%.
Then life goes on during the week. We do our things, whoop de whoop. Nick TV comes, boom. Next day, we're next come back from the plane. A-Rai is very different. He comes in and he's very subdued. And I could tell something's wrong because usually when he comes into the weight room, this guy's a machine. Like, don't let him fool you. Like, he was giving me, Big E, guys runs for the money, especially in the one-ton club. And if you look at A-Rai's stature, it's almost more impressive. I mean, I still have the higher number, but that's not important. But what is important is he just seemed a little off, and that's not like him. And I just like, hey, what's going on, man? He's like, ah. So, you know that art? I was like, yeah, man. Yeah, that was so great. He's like, yeah, I hung it up on the wall. I went upstairs. I went to bed. I got up in the morning. I came down for breakfast. And as I walked by, I was like, I hate this picture. I hate it. I don't want it. I don't. Can I take it back? And we're trying to figure out, can he return it or not? You know,
And that was kind of my first entree into the art world.
Yes.
So I didn't quite know the etiquette of, you know.
Can you return it?
People in the art world do at that level.
It ain't got like a warranty on it or nothing, like a pair of shoes. Like, they just weren't fitting right, guys. Can I get another one?
You know,
got something a little cooler if it's the living room.
I think you have to have something, a better word, like it interferes with the feng shui of my house.
Right.
I think
you have to have, I remember you have to have a really, really good excuse to return a piece of art. And I remember, I think I just took it down.
Yes.
And then put it in my garage.
Yes.
And ended up throwing it away.
Actually, because you refused. And that was, no one could come up with a good excuse to return it. And we had a lot of minds on this.
And I believe I went, the store is in Tampa, and I went back to the place, and they were like, you know, that's not how that works in our genre of
and you did try it in different rooms of your house. You tried it with different walls. You're like, no matter where I put it, I hate it. The more I look at it, I hate it.
Like, wouldn't that be the place? Like, I
believe that he did. I feel he did everything.
It was so big and so awkward. I mean, it looked beautiful in the store, but in my home, it stuck out like a sore thumb. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go back to. I'm going to take this. I'm going to stick it in my garage.
Yep.
I'm going to pretend it never existed, and I'm going to go back to the weight room. Because, you know, that was
church.
In the art world. Exactly. And I said, I'm going to go back to what I know best.
And to be fair, you're not a very – and here's the deal. A-Rai, if he feels he's in the right, he will fight the good fight till his last breath. You're listening to the Three Wise Men, and we'll be right back after this.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
To let you know, he's not just some pushover who was too afraid to return the painting. We were in a Waffle House. And again, A-Rai and I, Trevor, have a similar... We're wrestling, we're training, and we're around each other, so we can't pretend. And we like egg whites. And you need a plethora of egg whites.
Yep.
So I believe the number was 16. We'd like 16 egg whites, please. Nothing else.
That's right.
Pure protein. Right.
And it was every morning or late afternoon, depending on, you know, how long
we Waffle House,
on
yes.
your hat
yes.
on at night.
Establishment.
Yes,
the
really.
Perfect establishment.
Really, yes, it really is. And the lady
the establishment
was like,
of hell.
The lady was offended that we wanted egg whites. Offended. Yep. So she said, well, that's going to cost you. And A-Rai and I said, yeah, okay. And that's my A-Rai laugh. Yeah, okay. They're eggs. Like, I looked at him like, yeah, it's eggs. What is it, $4? Yeah, okay, honey. No.
Right.
She charged us $1.99 per egg.
That's and right. To separate the yolk.
Yes, to separate the yolk fee was $2 per egg plus the egg. So we both got a check for, I think this is a record. This is a Waffle House record, $54 each.
Right. And it was an upcharge for, I do, Tyrus, remember this as clear as day. It was an upcharge for separating the yolk from the white
per egg. And I was tired and I didn't want to fight. And I'm, as I go to pull my credit card out, A-Rai goes, no, ma'am, bring your manager. You've got, this is a joke per egg, sir. Yeah. And then he was so convincing. Think of Tommy Boy when he wanted chicken wings, but aggressive. He was aggressive.
More aggressive than Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And no, because your face was red and you were like, this is a travesty.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is worse than the Tuskegee experiments, what is going on right now in this southern town.
It might have been bad.
And okay. He got the lady to go, oh, that was just supposed to be a one-time fee. So she had to change it, and then he got it reduced, and I believe it was $14
a
piece.
Good for you.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for him, I was just going to pay. And then I would have something $2 to bitch about for the next 2 years.
Way to stand up. He saved the boys.
He really did. That's who A-Rod was in a nutshell. He fought the good fight when the rest of us were just too damn scared. So now I digress. So here we are on a cold night in Texas. We're driving, got a few beverages perhaps, listening to Island in the Streams. We're singing at the top of our lungs. We are having a blast. I think this is our own business.
Not bothering anybody.
Nope.
Minding our own business, following all laws.
Except maybe the speed limit.
Right? Maybe. Okay.
Just a scotch.
Yep. Okay. Just a scotch.
Just a scotch.
Yep.
And Trevor, woo! The sweet sirens.
Yes.
Oh.
And I immediately remembered that I'm a brother driving in Texas with a county Mountie on behind me, and I'm going great.
And I believe I had I might have had a basketball jersey on at the time. Yes,
you always wore your Heat jersey wherever you went.
Right,
that was your go-to.
I had a lot of Heat. Number one.
Ironically, now that I think about it, that was a good choice. I should have had the same one.
And I remember that I would spray the tanner on me constantly before the shows. And the jersey was the only thing that it wouldn't sit into the closet. So, that's 100% true. Yep. I was always in. Yep.
So he had that and he had a John Deere hat on.
Yeah.
So you had so from the visual of a policeman standpoint, you had four large men in upstanding visual.
Three humans, but one of us counted twice in the front seat. I was absolutely – now, the only person who was more paranoid to me was A-Rod, because he's like, we've got alcohol in the car. We are – like, he is like, game over. Slater is already rolling on us in the back. Well, I'm in the back, so I can drink whatever I want, you know. And his accent is as southern as it gets, right? And I looked at A-Rod, who looked at me, because he was clearly a man – he was in trouble. He didn't know what was going to happen. You know, and unlike me, he has parents and a family and people who hold him to a high value. I do not have this burden.
You are my family now.
Yes, but I don't have this burden. I don't have to. Right. I can be as bad as I want to be. I'm outkicked my coverage. I'm supposed to be, you know. So I just looked at him and said, give me your hat.
Yeah.
He said, what? He didn't think. He took his hat off. Yep. I said, turn up the country music.
Yep, it was give me your hat and change the station.
Yep.
That was it. And we did that.
I rolled the window down, and it was like, good afternoon, officer.
Yep.
And he was like, it's a little late. Oh, I'm sorry, man. We had a long day. We just got done doing a show. But I'm sorry. Yeah. I believe I was going a couple miles over, and I'm really sorry, sir. I apologize. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, don't do it again. Nice hat. Yep. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
You have a good day, sir. Yep. Be safe. And be safe out there. And he said, thank you. Yep. And as we slowly started to drive away, I handed the hat back and I said, change that station, bro. That's how you do it. And Heath Slater goes to A-Rod. Why was he talking that way? Could you always talk that way? I said, talk what way? He's like, well, don't take this the wrong way, but you sounded white. I said, that's my police voice and get a job voice. Yes, every brother has one. And A-Rod's laughing his ass off, but Heath is in the back going, I never knew that. I said, do you practice it? Like he was blown out. And then Heath turned on me because we got in an argument backstage, like he's like, why don't you use your white voice to get out of it? Like he said it in front of other brothers. And I was like, hey man, we don't share that.
I went from feeling more terrified than I have been in my entire life to truthfully feeling more safe than I've ever felt in my entire life. So, you know, absolutely. It was the right move. And then we kept driving, right?
Yeah, we made town.
Made town or made it to the hotel or whatever. And everything was good.
So, Trevor, we're in good. Now we got to get this guy eventually. We got to trick and get him over in the old NWA.
Yes, we got some
big things going
on
over there. I, of course, I'm the reigning, defending NWA World Television Champion, and which is ironic because I am right now America's Television Champion. But you know, it's not about me. You know, and to Trevor, I know you might have been busy with your acting career and stuff. Trevor was our reigning, defending NWA World Heavyweight Champion, but he messed around, had a Ricky Steamboat DDT on the outside against our old dear friend Matt Cardona, and he was subsequently lost said title. But it's not about wins and losses. It's
not at all. He, clearly,
no matter what happens,
come on this show.
Yeah, no matter what happens after this day, this show, or any other show, he will always be, just like I will always be, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, best-selling author, Tyrus. He will always be the former NWA World Heavyweight Champion. He will always be former. Always.
Just stand right in front of me and kick me square in the dinger. Like, just rear back, Tyrus.
I'm on your side.
You want to kick me right in the beans and Frank? Just go for it.
You know, I'm sitting here. I was in, the WWE for somewhat 10 years. I still don't have a title. Of
I was co-tag champion with Kofi in Brazil. I was tag champs for 2 days with Kofi in Brazil. So I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah, but you can always say you held it.
Yes. Kofi always remembers the kid that tried to hold my belt in the ring, and I said, take your hands off my belt, kid. And Kofi said, laughing, go, why did you do that? I said, because I'm not going to have this for much longer, so it's all mine right now. It's mine.
Well, hell, he had the last laugh. He's a former world champion over there. He's done all right.
In my opinion, Kofi's our generation's Ricky Steamboat. Hands down.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, hands down. First ballot Hall of Famer and a Boston guy, I love him anyways. But
he's a Boston college guy.
Yep. And him and I broke in together when he was Jamaican before he found his true self when he was, and we worked together in Deep South and came up. But Trevor, I know life on the road was insane for you. I mean, on a whole different, because you, Aaron and I came in where the mid card was a group of guys who were more college educated, had other things, and more so we all rallied around each other. We were different than the generation before us because we wouldn't play the cutthroat games. And because it's kind of what the mid card, what it typically historically would be as far as the promoters would like, is crabs in a bucket. Where if one guy starts going up, the rest of us pull him down. So, and we all cannibalize each other. But we kind of had a different attitude. Like, I can remember there was one time where, unfortunately, we've all been on the wrong side of it. I had a ton of heat. Unfortunately, Era had a ton of heat. But we never ran it in each other's face. And sometimes it hurt us. Went more when one of us was in trouble. And one example was Era and I wrestled one time in the WWE. And originally it was going to be 8 minutes. And I was so excited. And he was excited. Somebody got mad at him or whatever. And that's ancient history. But by the time we got into Gorilla, our match went from 8 to 6 to how fast can you do it? To then Era looks at me and smiles because now I'm looking at him going, I don't want to do this. And he looks at me and
I do remember that.
I said, I don't want to do this. Let's go down together. He smiles at me and he says, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to dance out to you.
Yes, sir. I remember.
You're going to hit your finish. And then we're going to go have a beer. And that's what we're going to do. And if I'm okay with it, you have to be okay with it. And
what a pro.
Hey,
what a pro.
You cannot, you could take a group of guys like that. And you can't count five on your hand. With a smile on his face. And here's the deal: it wasn't the fake smile where he went in the back and punched walls and yelled at his girlfriend. And as they're counting three, he was like, "Man, that was great."
You know why? Because I got the dancing over. Tyler.
Yeah, you did.
I was happy with that. Yeah, make the best out of every situation, and we did. you know, and that's the point, you know, it was great. But no, I do. I remember telling you, you know, they cut it to 8, they cut it to 6, they cut it to 45 seconds. And I said, I'm going to hit some dance moves.
Yep. And I'm looking at him and I'm going, are you sure? Now, the same thing happened with me and TJ, and TJ had a far different. He looked him straight in the face, goes, hey, guys, I got an idea. How about I run backwards and just slide in the ring and have him splash me? Let's do that. We can get that done in 10 seconds. And you know, and I was like, TJ's not playing. Yeah. We'll be back with much more after this. I just got the neighborhood doorbell just got rung. I have a surprise for you guys today.
Uh-oh. Who you got?
You know, because A-Rod, I know it's your first time, and Trevor, we usually have a hot story to talk about. It's not just about wrestling.
Yes, we do.
We all right. are all men of the world, and we cover world right. events.
We like to talk about life.
On life and success absolutely. Outside of the ring.
Yes,
and I could not be more proud of our next guest. So you guys might be familiar with a quiet gentleman named Matt Morgan.
And, baby.
And Matt, despite an amazing wrestling career, has stepped outside the squared circle and has entered the political circle. And recently, he is now known as Mayor Matt Morgan. He is Triple M, if you will. So please welcome Matt. Are you there?
Hey,
what's going on, man? Yeah, we can hear you. I don't know if you heard your intro. You are now Triple M.
I need to copyright that.
Yeah, you do that. And joining us, it's with Trevor Murdoch. And you guys, I believe, dance the same dance around the same time in the WWE, if I'm not mistaken. And
we were there.
Yes.
And then A-Rod came up with me. So we were a little bit, I think we were when you were started over making your run in Impact, I believe, around that time. So
a big fan of him, and that's one of the bigger drop balls I've seen with that company.
Yeah. But you know what? Speaking of not dropping the ball, man, the last time you and I talked was when you won Office and we were on we did Dr. Drew's show. And
yes,
and then I always hear from you. One of the nice things about working with guys in the business, and especially the good guys, is that we don't talk every day, but whenever one of us does well or does something, you'll always get the attaboy or, hey, man, good job, man. I'm looking out for you. And when Matt became mayor, he shot me a text and I was like, man, this is amazing. And I wanted to get on to talk to him about it today because, I mean, you Glenn Jacobs, but AKA Kane, there's a few that have, you know, Jesse the Body Ventura is probably the most, you know, he made the biggest noise, but you're relatively young in your career. So how does it feel to be mayor, man?
Crazy, because Trevor knows me, and from where I was at that point in my wrestling career, like everybody else, that was my biggest dream. A lot of people talk a good game and say it was their dream growing up, but being a pro wrestler since I was 6 was all that was in my head. And we're very fortunate that many of us got to live out our childhood dream. So this was nowhere, let me be clear, nowhere on the map to do in my life. It came up because my son Jackson is nonverbal autistic. And when he was born in 2014, that's when I retired from wrestling and needed to be home to be a dad. He gets diagnosed 2 years later as nonverbal autistic, moderate to severe on the spectrum. And that's when I started pulling the curtain back to see who makes decisions in my city. And then that's when I was just shocked that we had guys in office for like 200,000 years.
Right.
And not much was moving forward. And then it's like, you know what? If I think I can do better, shut my mouth, run for office, see what happens. And Tyrus, we've said this. I've said this to you before. I didn't even watch the news. I should probably be embarrassed by that, but that's the truth. We're on tour 5 days a week.
Yeah, you get home, you pay bills, and try to hug your family for as quickly as you can. Yeah,
you guys get it better than anybody. I'm so happy the other guys are on this call with us because they get it, and so I get beat up a little bit for that. But it's like, making changes in our city and moving it forward, creating parks in our city, helping opioid addicts like myself. I'm a 16-year recovered addict myself, and things that we need in society today. I will argue a pro wrestler is very good to hold office because think about what our goal, think about what our job is, right? Your job is to be a public speaker. Hell, wearing our underwear every week, right?
You can't be afraid,
And two, we have backbones and we stand up for what we believe in. I just heard you earlier talking, Tyrus, about, you know, the mid-card and how, you know, the system's set up in the past for us to try to, like, you know, try to stab each other in the back along the way. And you guys weren't down with that and tried to change the whole formula, and it's worked. Look where we're at today. It's a complete.
Matt, I always kind of, by the way, congrats on your success. You know, absolutely. I was having the same conversation with a dear friend of mine. I said, you know, I made a living speaking on live television in front of 20,000 rabid WWE fans that oftentimes I was trying to get to dislike me, right? And I'm out there in boots, knee pads, and basic, you know, my underwear. And I said, that what an amazing test for somebody that wants to, like you, be in politics, be in front of people. And then I said, you know, if you can do that, you know, speaking with your clothes on becomes, you know, becomes even easier, you know, speaking in a suit and tie. So I agree with you, man. I think, you know, professional sports entertainment, professional wrestling, whatever we want to call it these days, is a massive platform. And it's a massive training ground for people that want to be, in my opinion, leaders of any kind in the future. And congrats to what you're doing, man. I think that's awesome.
And as for a guy who has to watch news nonstop, let me just say, you don't watch you don't have to watch the news to be a dad, to be an excellent parent, to fight for your children, and to know what's right. And so if anyone's throwing shade because you weren't watching the news channel, no, you weren't. You were trying to deal with a child who had issues and get him help. And not just your own child, other people's children. And you you rolled your sleeves up, and I would argue the experience and the heartache and the struggles that you went through as a parent, first of all, as a dad who was there and had every excuse not to be there. Oh, I got to be on the road. I have to make money. I have to pay for the medicine. I've got to stay on the road. And you could have, and I'm telling you right now, Matt Morgan would still be getting booked in every, in any company, in any part of the world, wherever he 100%. Wanted to go. He's in phenomenal shape. He talks almost phenomenal. As good as, I mean, he can talk to any way you want to. He can mix it up. He can shoot. He can do whatever you want him to do.
Well, it's the size of a mountain. Have you ever stood next to this cat? Like,
yeah, I look him in the eye, Trevor. I'm a mountain. So, yeah.
Well, if this was a visual, you'd see a finger of mine.
All right, gentlemen.
Like,
do not embarrass me in front of Matt Morgan. You will not embarrass me in front of Matt Morgan.
Yes. Well, I want to jump in on this. One of the things, too, Matt, like the new stuff, one of the great things about you being a mayor, man, is you've got to be hands-on. You got to get in and be a part of the community. And that's where the real action is, to talk to those people and find out what's going on around you. Screw with what's going on out in the world. What your focus is the people that are closest to you in your city. And that's the most important part. And I think that's what's cool about what you're doing now.
And I think that's what makes him the biggest threat to the governor, to a senator, to a congressman, is because Matt's of the people. You can't talk slick to Matt. He's seen it all. You can't throw shade at him. He'll bury himself better than you ever could. He'll talk to you about every mistake he's ever made with a smile on his face because he's beat it. So how could you debate him?
Oh, and Matt, I admire your courage to you know, for and you know, all of us, I get Tyrus, you to make political statements, you know, to follow politics in this time or really in any time, it does. It takes courage. It takes courage, Matt. So, you know, God bless you. Good for you. You know,
appreciate you saying.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The city is Longwood. I've called it I've now absolutely changed the brand, and we're now called AKA Strongwood. strong family values, as strong as our blue collar work ethic is what our residents make up. 1,000 residents in our city, but our city is a historic city. So we've had many, and no disrespect to those before me, but we have many seniors that have served on this commission in the past. Well, I was one of the first younger ones to get elected, and not that I'm holier than thou, but what you guys are talking about, just basic common sense, logical things to progress. forward that I don't give a crap what party you're in. You're going to be down with supporting. And like Tyrus does every time. Tyrus is on frigging the highest rated show in America. He's on, you know, Gutfeld, and he's a big part of that show. Big star.
Absolutely.
Of it. Yep. And for, you know, now he's on national bestsellers list. Are you kidding me? So he has a huge responsibility, and one in which I would argue goes further than an elected official can, because remember, Tyrus, we had this conversation with Dr. Drew. Where does one have more influence? You have more influence on television doing what you're doing, or do you have it as an elected official? You'd have one as an elected official, maybe within your state, but what you're doing is nationwide as far as helping goes and bringing things back to reality, especially on Gutfield. You know what I mean? Yeah. You do a really good job of talking common sense, logical issues that everybody, no matter what party you're in, can relate to. And thank you for. So
Common sense.
What an idea, right?
Yeah.
Common
see, sense, leave it guys. To Trevor. Listen. I know we share a namesake, and I get it. I get it. You know, I'm 4 inches, 5, 6 inches taller than you. I get it. I get it. I'm a current champion. You're a former champion. You know, I get it. You know, and I implored you not to embarrass me in front of Matt Morgan today. We have the mayor here, and I asked you not to wear the mesh hat. I asked you to part your hair down the middle and be a gentleman today. I was pretty clear on those instructions. You know, because
we're with the boys. With the boys. Sorry, brother. It's not work.
You know, and I for one, Matt, I am very so. Now that you are in that position, now that you are the mayor, are you looking in terms of your agenda? What would you say the top two things that are like on the forefront of your mind as far as making change or improving upon or just keeping things status quo? Because you're dealing with a lot of issues right now. Supply and demand, you know, we've the food shortage, the, you know, illegal aliens coming into neighborhoods and all that other kind of stuff. As mayor, and whether it's a small town, it's a microcosm of America. So you have the same problems. They're just, and you don't have the fundings of the big city. So you have to make some tough decisions. So what are the two things that are most on your mind right now?
So right now, like I said, we're a 16,000 resident city. That's very small. And, a historic city. Right. So one of the things was trying to progress our city more into the future, no longer being the city you drive through to get to some of the bigger ones,
right,
but become a nation. I've done that by helping with my other fellow commissioners, creating Ryder Park, which is a $4.5 million park that we put together all on grant money. Taxpayers ain't paid for it.
Good for you.
Very aggressive on grants. And now we're having concerts, comedians, a lot in our city. I mean, put a professional wrestling event together there that raised $22,000 to get our high school team anti-concussion helmets. I can't even just give you one or two.
So your plate is full, because you're anyone who spent any time in the weight room with you or going over a match with you. I mean, a couple times we worked, I would like try to get away from you because you'd be like, hold on, bro, we need to go through this one more time. I need to make sure this and what's going. I'd be like, oh, yes, Matt, yes. I'd be like, God damn, just get away from me, because your attention to detail is of the championship caliber. And I am sad to say that I do not have your level of commitment to a bit, because you just, there was no stone unturned. So I can only imagine, as mayor, how frustrating it is for guys who just want the job for the title, because you will not allow that on your watch. You won't. It's impossible for you. You can't even sit next to people who don't fulfill their responsibilities. Anyone who's been in the locker room with you, your attention to detail is historic. So I think the guy who's in it for the kickbacks and the fame and the TV shows, he's really in for a long day, because every ounce of you, just our short conversation today and Fox, you guys, Fox, other networks and other shows on Fox, you guys need to bring this guy in. He's got a lot to give. He's got great ideas. And you wear your heart on your sleeve, man. And I just could not be happier for not just you, your family, your community. And I really feel like this is the beginning of a long and historic political career for no other reason than you're just going to keep fighting the good fight. So
we need more politicians like him. For sure.
And unfortunately, he is a unicorn. And I'm glad that Florida has him, and DeSantis and them need to take notice. But they're waving me down because once again we have gone Broadway, because that's the way we do it. Oh, shit. We have gone Broadway. So real quick, Matt, for people who want to ask you questions, show you support, how can they get a hold of you on social media?
Sure, Instagram and Twitter is at BP Matt Morgan. Facebook is just Matt Morgan. I appreciate the opportunity, Tyrus.
Hey, and like I said, this is a weekly podcast, and I know the boys are busy, but if we could have you back in the next couple of weeks, I really appreciate it. So,
Let's talk wrestling, too.
Oh, yeah. We can get into some good stories. And A-Rai, this was your debut as well. I had a big show today. I had some headliners. I had some top flight guys.
Yes, you did.
Well, that's the point, you know. I got to get back to headline.
Yeah, you know, and we had Trevor on. Also, Trevor was here. Also, so former.
Yeah,
you know, you're my play cousin, so it's all good. A-Rai, where can fans find you? Because I know they missed you.
Right now, just Instagram at Kylie, K-I-L-E-Y, Junior, J-R-W-W-E is still in there. So at Kylie Junior, W-W-E, that's it. That's all I got.
And Trevor?
At The Real T Murdoch, Instagram and Twitter. And then, of course, I got a little blue check mark next to my name on Facebook. So
yeah, we all do. Thanks, Trevor.
Yeah. Hey, listen,
you are USDA verified, aka Bull Sirloin, brother. But and of course you can check me out at Planet Tyrus on Instagram and Planet Tyrus on Twitter. So you got me all vexed. And of course Tyrus Smash on Instagram. And you know what? For more podcasts like this, just like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. This has been Mayor Matt Morgan, A-Rai, Kevin Kiley, and of course, the one and only Trevor Murdoch. And I am Tyrus. Nuff said.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.